So today we're going to focus on healthcare, the people that work with health management and caring for people, and the patients themselves. Imagine dealing with any kind of pain, whether you work for them or if you are a patient at a hospital. How hard that would be it in this month, at this time of year, where you'd rather be at home and be with your family and not dealing with any kind of sickness. So let's lift them up. There's over 38 hospitals in San Bernardino County and 50 skilled nursing facilities, let alone all the urgent care and all of those types of places and doctor's offices. I know many of them close during some of the season, but they still are on call. So let's lift them up and also think about the first responders, paramedics, EMT drivers. There are recent articles talking in the last month, actually, that talk about the burnout of healthcare workers and the trauma that they are dealing with many having less people working, with shortages due to all sorts of mandates, people that are just burnt out and wanting to take a break, some just wanting to quit their job altogether just because of the pressures that they're facing. So let's try to put ourselves in their shoes as we lift them up. So Father God, we ask God that you are our Father, that you would give another advocate who will never leave us. We pray for the Christian health workers, whoever they are, in whatever capacity that they are, doctors, nurses, x-ray technicians, whoever, first responders. God, we ask that they would be faithful to share their faith and to pray for the people that they take care of. We pray that they would be bold in sharing that. We pray that they would give encouragement and compassion. We pray for their protection, that they will not be sick by the people that they're around. Protect them from that. Put a hedge of protection around them. We pray that those who don't know you, as they see life leaving many of the people that they might be dealing with, or are dealing with these long-term illnesses, or people who just deal with it really well because of their faith in you. Father, we pray that they would actually share how they are just really able to give love to the people that are there, and share with them how much they love you, and that they're able to stand for their faith despite everything that they're experiencing. It says, we who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. And God is not unjust. You will not forget your work and the love you've shown as you've helped your people and continue to help them. Help us as people, as the church, to reach out to these people, to pray for them, to send them cards, to stop by with food as needed as they are dealing with all these things. They may be dealing with financial burdens as a result of it. And so, God, we pray that people would be open to helping out with that as well. And so, Father, we ask that you would just watch over every worker. We pray for people to love them, to encourage them, to even send them cards of encouragement, to thank them, maybe to post something on the Facebook or Instagram to appreciate the work of responders and healthcare people who spend many, many, many hours dealing with very hard things. And we pray, God, that people would enjoy good health. We pray for the patients. We pray for miracles. We pray that you would stretch out your hand with healing power, that we would see signs, miraculous signs and wonders, as you did in the days of the early church when it was beginning, as you did, Jesus, when you walked here. We pray, God, that we would see that happen. And Father, we thank you that you took up our pain and bore our suffering, and that you, by your stripes, it says, we are healed by the wounds that you took upon yourself. So we pray, God, not only that we pray for the workers, that they would find balance with their schedule to get some rest, and that they would maybe to get some time out, and that they would be able to balance the work that they do with something else that would build them up. Pray that they would come to know you, Lord. We pray for the cities and the county to allow more visitation so that the families and the patients that are in there would have more connections, and that people would be able to come in and give them consolation and advice and on how to handle all the things. And we pray for people to honor all the first responders. And then we pray for the county to do healthy decisions and how they dispense money, that they would act with integrity, not with greed, and they would be more concerned about the safety of the patient and the healthcare workers. In Jesus' name. Whether you experience working in the healthcare industry or know someone who does, you might also have been one or will be a patient at one of those hospitals, or you know somebody who's ill right now. Let's be proactive. Pray the next time you hear a siren. Pray the next time you drive by a hospital. Pray the next time you drive by an urgent care or senior care facility. As we stop and pray, we're going to see answers to our prayer and less patients in the hospital and more giving glory to God.